We find ourselves in this text here in Ephesians. The overall concept that Paul is talking about here is the authority that every one of us finds ourselves under in our life. And for most of us, the authority that we represent to other people that are in our life. And specifically when Paul talks about marriage as a contrast and as a picture of the church, we find in chapter 6 he's talking about the relationship between parents and children. And Scripture tells us there is a correct, there is a right as wrong as an incorrect. There is a wrong way to raise children. And that is the subject we find ourselves here in verse 4. Paul says, "You fathers, do not provoke your children." The rest of the verse says, "Bring them up in the training and in the admonition of the Lord." And this morning I'd like us to emphasize and to stop and examine this first phrase here. It's a negative phrase. It's a phrase that says, do not. This is something that Paul, through the Holy Spirit that inspired him to write this, this is God speaking to us, to parents, to Christian parents. This is a Christian family that Paul is writing to. He says, do not provoke your children. And so the question we need to ask ourselves is there a parent here today, or is there a parent in general that intentionally provokes their children? And not just provokes them, but the text here says, do not provoke your children, your personal children, not your neighbor's children, but your children. That little bundle of happiness and joy that came into your life, that you want the very best for in your life. Do not provoke them to an outburst of wrath, which is what the word wrath means. Now, we understand that the duty of children, Paul's been writing to us in verses 1 and 2 and 3, children, you are supposed to obey and honor your parents. That is your responsibility. Parents, your job in this process, never do anything that would cause your children to have an anger or a hostility or an internal resentment that would explode and manifest itself in an outburst of wrath. Now we know that's the duty of children. We know that's the duty of parents. And when we look at this, it is important to know the following important little piece of truth. Children by nature, and all of us are children, all of us have had parents, and also all of us are children of God. We have a heavenly Father, and the same principle applies to Christians. All children by nature and by character do not want to be taught. We want to be independent. You ask any child and he knows it all. He knows everything. That is an expression that children always tell their parents. I already know that. I have heard that before. Когда мы говорим за воспитание детей, мы должны осознавать то, что по природе, по натуре, и все мы являемся детьми. Все мы духовные дети Отца Небесного нашего, и этот принцип духовный мы можем практиковать и в своей жизни. Мы должны осознавать, что ни один ребенок не желает, чтобы его родители учили или наставляли их. Каждый ребенок думает, что он уже все знает, он уже все выучил, и ему не нужно наставление родительское. Или для нас, как верующие, мы должны помнить, что мы нуждаемся, чтобы Бог, наш Отец Небесный, через Слово Свое, которое является авторитетом абсолютным на все вопросы, на все сферы, на все ситуации нашей жизни, что Слово Господне является то воспитание и наставление, которое наш Небесный Отец желает наставлять и учить нас. So the first thing we notice is that children do not want to be taught to their parents. And secondly, we find that parents, unfortunately, as the years go by, less and less seriously approach the subject of teaching their children. You say, what do you mean by that? What I mean is we get busy with life, we get busy with work, we get busy with activities, we get busy with everything that life requires, and we are not faithful in this job that God has given us. And we do not take this responsibility as seriously as we should. What we need to realize is that in order to accomplish what God wants, we need to love God. We need to love God's word. We need to practice it in our life, and our children will imitate us. But children by themselves cannot and will not be controlled by you. You can teach your children. You can motivate your children. You can guide your children. You can teach your children by example, but you cannot force them to honor and obey and respect you or God and His Word. And so this first phrase that we find here that I'd like us to briefly look at today, it says, you fathers do not provoke your children to wrath. You fathers, this is not just fathers in a masculine sense. This includes fathers and mothers. Every child, as I said a couple of weeks ago, needs a father and a mother. It's not what the judge says that he can have two fathers or two mothers. A child needs a male and a female to bring them properly to understand their function and their role in life. But this expression to provoke children to the point of anger. You know, in Galatians, Paul writes about the fruits of the Spirit. Love and joy and peace, long-suffering and kindness. All of these different fruits of the Spirit. And just prior to that, in Galatians 5:21, Paul lists wrath. This very word we find here, parents, do not provoke your children to wrath. That is a fruit of the flesh. It is not a fruit of the Spirit. And if Paul is saying, do not do this, it is evident that some parents do this. Otherwise, Paul would find no need to say this. Scripture never says anything just meaninglessly. There's always a point. Все Писание богодохновенное. Это от Господа, и это в наставление для нас. И когда апостол Павел говорит, родители и отцы, не доводите ваших детей до гнева, мы должны осознавать контраст между плодами Духа Святого, который апостол Павел в послании Галатам открывает нам, любовь и радость, долг и терпение и мир и так далее, а гнев. Гнев – это не является плод Духа Святого. Это является то, что плоть производит. Это то, что в неверующих, в недуховных людях есть. Если апостол Павел пишет здесь, если Господь нашел надобно написать на эту тему, это говорит о том, что мы нуждаемся в этом наставлении. Не доводите своих детей в вашем отношении к ним, не доводите их к гневу. Гнев – это тогда, когда они начинают восставать против вас, устраивать революции против вас. И вместо того, чтобы повиноваться вам и почитать вас, они оставляют дома, они оставляют церковь, они воюют с вами, они становятся вашими врагами. К сожалению, есть семьи, есть родители, которые довели своим поступками, своим воспитанием ихних детей к этой точке. Апостол Павел говорит, этого да не будет у вас. Отцы, это нам написано. Now, children do need instruction. Children do need guidance. Children need limits and constraints and boundaries to set up. You have to teach them, but you have to understand that you can only teach them and motivate them, but you cannot force them to do this. Only God can change the heart. And unfortunately, and our time is up today, but next time we'll look at the positive aspect of here, of how to bring them up, nurturing and admonishing them. You can only encourage children because of their love for God to live this way. And don't make the mistake of thinking that you can force your children to live this way. So may God bless His word. Amen.